Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we are diving headfirst into something that affects all of us in this hyper-connected world. Our digital lives. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of yourself? Like you're constantly checking it, scrolling through feeds, and feeling a little depleted? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously cool tools to help us reclaim our mental space in this crazy digital age. First things first. Let's be real, technology is amazing. It connects us, informs us, and entertains us. But just like a good party, too much of anything can get overwhelming. That constant stream of notifications, the pressure to keep up with everyone's online lives, it all adds up. You know that feeling when you put your phone down after a scroll session and feel like you've been sucked into a vortex? Yeah, not exactly zen, right? So how do we simplify our digital lives for better mental health? Here are 5 key takeaways to help us get started. 1. Mindful tech time. Imagine setting boundaries around your technology use like you would with any other important aspect of your life. Think about your daily routine and identify those times when you're most vulnerable to mindless scrolling. Maybe it's during your lunch break, right before bed, or whenever you feel a wave of boredom wash over you. Once you've identified these triggers, set specific times for checking emails and social media instead of letting them constantly pull at your attention. 2. Unplug regularly. We all need time to disconnect and recharge. Think of it like taking a mental vacation, even if it's just for an hour or two each day. Turn off notifications, put your phone in another room, and engage in activities that nourish your soul: reading, walking in nature, having a conversation with a loved one, you name it. Remember, true connection comes from real-life interactions, not digital ones. 3. Curate your content. Be mindful of what you consume online. Just like you wouldn't eat junk food all the time, why would you fill your mind with negativity or information that doesn't serve you? Unfollow accounts that drain your energy, mute keywords that trigger stress, and seek out content that inspires, educates, and uplifts you. Remember, you have control over your online experience, make it a positive one. 4. Embrace the art of saying no. This is crucial in our hyper-connected world. It's okay to decline invitations to virtual events, politely refuse to engage in unproductive conversations, and prioritize your well-being over constant connectivity. Remember, saying no allows you to say yes to things that truly matter. 5. Remember your values. Stoicism teaches us to live in accordance with our values. What's most important to you? Family, friends, personal growth, creativity. Let those values guide your digital choices. If something online detracts from your core values, it's time to step away. Think about the last meeting you had, the one where everyone was glued to their phones while pretending to listen. Ever feel like you're trapped in a digital echo chamber, constantly bombarded with information and demands? Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by people who are actually present, engaged in conversation, and enjoying each other's company. That's the kind of connection we crave, right? It's like that quote I read from Seneca: every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. We have the power to choose how we interact with technology. By simplifying our digital lives, we create space for deeper connections, more meaningful experiences, and ultimately a greater sense of peace and well-being. So, are you ready to take control of your digital world? Start small, implement these strategies gradually, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, every step towards a simpler, more intentional life is a victory. This week's Modern Stoicism Challenge. Take 1 hour this week completely unplugged from all technology, no phone, no computer, no TV. Just you, your thoughts, and whatever activity brings you joy. Share your experience with us on social media using the hashtag #ModernStoicUnplugged. And until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.